In our second reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he says something very radical. Let's listen to it again. Brothers and sisters, if Christ is preached as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If the dead are not raised, neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. You are still in your sins. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is in vain. The Word of God tells us. For us as Christians, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is everything. Our entire faith rises and falls on the truth of the resurrection, on the truth that Jesus Christ came out of that tomb on Easter Sunday. Because if he did not, if the resurrection did not happen, as St. Paul says, our faith is in vain. If the resurrection didn't happen, we are wasting our time right now. In fact, he goes on to say, if for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are the most pitiable people of all. He's saying that if the resurrection didn't happen, all those non-believers, they should pity us. We're wasting our lives. We're wasting our time perpetuating this lie that Jesus rose from the dead. I think of my life as a priest. If Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead, if that is not a historical fact, a reality, my life is a complete waste. You should feel epically sorry for me if Jesus Christ did not rise from the dead. But guess what? He did. And because he did, what we're doing right now is not a waste of time. It's the greatest thing we can do. To dedicate our lives to following the risen Lord. And so because the resurrection is so important for us to believe in, it's important for us to know how to make good arguments in defense of the resurrection to an unbelieving world, of why the resurrection is true. And I want to share with you a quote that I think expresses one of my favorite arguments to defend the truth of the resurrection, that the resurrection is a historical fact, a historical reality. And it's all based upon the witness of those guys up there, the witness of the 12 apostles. This quote I'm going to read you, a little background, it comes from a guy named Chuck Colson. So Chuck Colson, for a little background, he was an advisor to President Nixon in the 1960s, 1970s, and he got caught up in the whole Watergate scandal. And he eventually spent some time in prison for breaking the law. Now, for those of you of older generations, I'm sure you remember the Watergate scandal. For those of you of younger generations, hopefully you learned about it in school. In case you didn't, quick recap, President Nixon got involved in a conspiracy. There was a break-in at this Watergate hotel in D.C. and it went all the way up to the White House. And it was a big scandal in the United States in the mid-70s. And several people went to jail because of it. And eventually, President Nixon resigned in 1974. Chuck Colson was one of these guys who went to jail, who was an advisor to Nixon, and around this time, he wasn't a man of faith, but right before he was arrested, someone gave him a book called Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis, and that book sparked in him faith, and he became an evangelical Protestant Christian. He went to jail, and then when he got out of jail, he dedicated his rest of his life, he started this ministry to helping prisoners and helping minister to people in prison. So that's a little background. This is a quote that he said about this whole argument of how we can know the truth of the resurrection. Listen closely. He said this: I know the resurrection is a fact, and Watergate proved it to me. How? Because 12 men testified they had seen Jesus raised from the dead, then they proclaimed that truth for 40 years, never once denying it. Everyone was beaten, tortured, stoned, and put into prison. They would not have endured that if it weren't true. Watergate embroiled 12 of the most powerful men in the world, and they couldn't keep a lie for 3 weeks. You're telling me 12 apostles could keep a lie for 40 years? Absolutely impossible. I'm going to read it one more time, listening in closely. Again, the whole argument he's making here is the idea that the apostles were the one who claimed to see Jesus Christ risen from the dead. It was their story that they spent the rest of their lives, some of them up to 40 years, traveling the Roman Empire, traveling the known world, proclaiming that they saw a dead man come back to life. And what did they get for this? Fame? Fortune? Nope. They were tortured, prisoned, and all of them were martyred. Except St. John. They tried to kill him, but he was miraculously survived. I know the resurrection is a fact, and Watergate proved it to me. How? Because 12 men testified they had seen Jesus raised from the dead. Then they proclaimed that truth for 40 years, never once denying it. Everyone was beaten, tortured, stoned, and put into prison. They would not have endured that if it weren't true. Watergate embroiled 12 of the most powerful men in the world, and they couldn't keep a lie for 3 weeks. You're telling me 12 apostles could keep a lie for 40 years? Absolutely impossible. We're really bad as human beings at keeping lies for a long time, especially when we know it's a lie. These highly educated men, advisors to President Nixon, they couldn't keep a lie. The conspiracy fell apart. Some of them went to jail. They started pointing fingers at each other. But these uneducated 12 apostles, fishermen, poor men, they create this grand conspiracy. All right, guys, this guy we follow, Jesus, he died on that cross a few days ago. But let's do this. Let's go around telling people that we saw him alive. Yeah. Let's spread this lie and let's travel all around the world telling people we saw him alive. And if someone puts a sword in your face and says, stop spreading this lie, stop talking about Jesus, you push through. You let them kill you. You let them cut off your head. You let them crucify you so we can keep this lie going. It makes no sense. Why were the apostles so motivated to suffer and die? Because they saw a dead man come back to life. And when you see that with your own two eyes, it changes you. It transforms you, and it caused them to go out for the rest of their lives to proclaim the truth that Jesus is the Son of God. He did rise from the dead. And if you have faith in him, if you repent of your sins, you can have eternal life. If the resurrection didn't happen, our faith is in vain, St. Paul tells us. But guess what? It did happen. Those guys saw it, and their message still rings true today to all of us. And the same is true today as it was 2,000 years ago, that if you believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, if you have faith in him, if you dedicate your life to him, you can have eternal life, that his life can be in you. Today, as we celebrate the Eucharist, let's ask for that deeper faith in this central truth of our faith, the truth of the resurrection, that it's not some myth, it's not some fairy tale, it actually really happened. And for those who really believe in it, it transforms lives, it sets people free, it brings hope and salvation to the world.